Secret Seven Fireworks by Enid Blyton. Read by Sarah Green.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. What's happened to the Secret Seven? Peter, Jack and Janet were walking home from school one fine October day when someone came skipping up behind them. It was Susie, Jack's sister. "Hello, you three," she said. "What's happening to the Secret Seven? You never seem to have meetings now." "Nothing's happened to the Secret Seven," said Peter. "Don't be silly." Susie began to chant a little song just behind them. "The Secret Seven's falling to bits. It doesn't meet any more. The only thing that's left of it is the silly SS on the door." "Susie, you little horror," said Jack angrily. "Singing like that in the street about the Secret Seven falling to bits. You don't know what you're talking about." "Oh, I do," said Susie, skipping in front of them now. "I know you haven't met for ages, I know. Jack's lost his badge. I know you can't use Peter's shed for meeting places. I know..." Peter, Janet and Jack glared at the smiling, irritating Susie. "What do you mean, you know we can't use our shed?" demanded Peter. "You've been snooping." "No, I haven't. My ball went over your wall, Peter, and I ran to get it, and I saw your shed full of onions." "Onions?" Susie laughed loudly. "So I knew you couldn't be meeting there. And I've a very particular reason for asking if the Secret Seven is still going on or not."